This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is exactly 5:07 and you're listening to the evening edition with Lynn and Sharmila. So, Jennifer Aniston has said that she'll be there for you as long as you're vaccinated. So in all seriousness, she recently said that essentially she is cutting ties with friends and acquaintances who won't say if they're vaccinated against COVID-19. So that's what we wanted to explore today.
So this, I think, started getting more attention when she defended her decision after being questioned on this stand by some of her followers on Instagram. And she was asked why she was worried about being around unvaccinated people when she had already been vaccinated, which is actually a pretty relatable question, right? As more of us get our shots and we start making decisions about who we socialize with at some point. So she said, and I'm quoting here, if you have the variant, you're still able to give it to me. I may get slightly sick, but I may not be admitted to a hospital or die, but I can give it to someone else who does not have the vaccine and whose health is compromised or has a previous existing condition. And therefore, I would put their lives at risk. She also went on to say that we have to care about more than just ourselves. I must say, I was really intrigued when I read about this because I wondered whether it was a decision that I might be able to make, and I'm still not very sure, to be honest.
Right. So I think it's an interesting decision, partly because she's talking about it publicly, right? So it's not just a step she's taking in her personal life. It's something that she's actually discussing. And that perhaps just comes with the territory of being a public figure, with being having one of the quickest, fastest growing Instagram following, right? When she joined, it was such a furore. So I think that that's a big part of it. But for me, it comes down to, it has a similar sort of feeling to people who have fallen out with their friends and family over politics, for example, over being unable to agree with the candidate that they vote for or the things that they stand for. And I do think that in this case, that last thing that you said is perhaps most salient, which is caring more about just ourselves, right? And that, in many ways, has come to be what vaccines symbolize, saying that, yeah, I'm doing this not just for me, but also for society, and therefore potentially reading it as, if you don't get it, therefore, you are not thinking about anybody else, just yourself. So to your point about, you know, whether or not this is something I could agree with or something I would do, I guess it really depends on who this person is to you and what they've always been. You know, if this is just an extension of previous questionable behavior, then it's straw that broke the camel's back sort of thing. But if this is the only thing, then I don't know.
Yeah, and you know, people have, because the range of not getting vaccinated also, you know, runs from hesitancy all the way to being hardcore anti-vax. And there's very different sentiments at play there. There are people for whom they're genuinely worried or concerned or scared and just haven't gotten enough information yet. There are those who might think, well, I won't get vaccinated, but I'm just going to stay at home. I'm not going to, you know, I live alone. I don't want to see anyone else. I'll be really careful. These are all things I've actually heard people I know say. So I'm not sure. I don't think that this is something that I would easily do, but I can see how moving forward more and more, and especially if these variants start presenting in more, more difficult ways, when things start seeming more serious, I think that it would, I don't know. I feel like it's a choice that sometimes you might have to make, even if you don't want to.
Yeah, I think part of another reason why it's making headlines is because of the definition that she seems to be using about what it means to cut ties. Because, of course, you can just keep your distance. You can say that I won't hang out with you, for example, or I'm not comfortable coming over to your house until such and such a time, right? But instead, what she appears to be saying is that, no, I'm cutting ties with you. You're no longer going to hear from me.
And because so it's a statement as well, correct, as a protection thing.
Exactly. So that seems to be what's catching some people off guard. But you're right. I think that this is definitely something that more of us are going to be thinking about, considering. So let us know what you think. Would you cut ties if a friend refuses to get vaccinated? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio, where we also have a poll running asking the very same question, with the answers essentially being Yes, no, depends on the reason. At the moment, yes is in the lead. So 48.6% of over 100 votes are saying that they would cut ties. 21% saying no, depends on the reason, 30%. So you can weigh in again by calling, WhatsApping or tweeting us. After this, we'll be talking to Shalene Krizan, who is a clinical psychologist. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Beyond Frivolous Matters, BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
It is 5:13 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We're talking today about a statement that came out from Jennifer Aniston, where she said that essentially she's cutting ties with friends and acquaintances who won't say if they're vaccinated against COVID-19. This is something that she announced and then subsequently defended on Instagram. So with the world and Malaysia more specifically slowly opening up, with us meeting our friends becoming a likelihood, however distant, we wanted to know, essentially, would you do the same? Would you cut ties if a friend refuses to get vaccinated? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio, where we also have a poll running. And now to kind of get into this, we're joined by clinical psychologist Shalene Krizan. Shalene, thank you so much for being on the show with us.
Thank you for having me.
So we've been talking about this announcement from Jennifer Aniston, which has been getting quite a lot of attention. What are your thoughts on it?
I think it's a very important thing to talk about. I'm very happy that, you know, she brought this up. And I think that, you know, vaccines in relation to COVID is something that is the center of all of our conversations right now. So it really helps to put things in perspective. Personally, I feel like it resonates with me, because her rationalization of why, you know, she's doing it is because she's prioritizing people around her. And because of that, I genuinely feel like vaccination is an issue that's not just about yourself, it's about other people as well. So it is important that she put it out there.
What impact does it have when a public figure makes announcements like these?
I think it's incredibly important for public figures to make statements like this and to use their platform to raise important issues. You know, as you know, reading this helped me gain perspective. So I think it's really important for them to allow people to have conversations about this, to let them think and get information from different perspectives, so that the public can make a more informed choice when they want to do something. Yeah.
Do you know anyone who's taken this stance in their personal life?
No, thankfully, I think not yet. I think people around me are still on the fence about it. And I feel like most of the people around me feel uncomfortable about how some people decided not to get vaxxed, but they don't want to take action. And I believe that this has got to do with our socio-cultural upbringing. As Asians or as Malaysians, we're very concerned about not wanting to hurt or disappoint people, even if, you know, it goes against our own beliefs and ideologies. So that is something to think about whenever we question this, you know, decision to cut off people or not.
So picking up from that, right, how do you think then this question of vaccines, the decision by some people to wait or to not take them, how has all of this affected relationships and friendships?
I think it makes a big impact, because, you know, your perceptions of these people then change, right? And you start to realize what they prioritize and what they align with may not necessarily be what aligns with your beliefs and ideologies. And that would leave you questioning your friendship or your relationship. You know, and usually friendships are based on similar ideologies and, you know, beliefs. So when this topic of vaccinations come in, I think it really is important to question your friendship in general.
Yeah. So that's an interesting point, because in thinking about this, we spoke about this earlier, right? Because we are living through these increasingly polarized times. We're seeing people fall out over things like politics or ideology, now potentially vaccination. I guess the question is, should this single point of disagreement be enough to end a friendship?
So I think this depends on a case-to-case basis. It's really hard for me to say, you know, or make a decision for everyone. I think you really have to examine your priorities, your belief systems, and also your relationship with this person. You know, you need to see if this point is worth ending that relationship, or can your relationship withstand this difference in beliefs. So, you know, if you've done the work and you've thought about it, you've gotten from different perspectives and you still realize that, yeah, I think this is better off, you know, gone or ended, then I think it's completely fine as long as you make an informed choice.
So if this is something someone's been struggling with, this reconsidering of their relationships, what advice would you have?
I would advise them to, you know, see if they can really think about how they're going to make the stance and how they're going to pass this message on. Because essentially, we don't want to cause damage just because you choose to end a relationship. So if you do decide to do it, please do come from a place of compassion, and don't be mean to them. You know, educate them instead of trying to shame them, because whatever it is, they're still a human being. They still deserve some level of kindness. Because when you're mean to someone, you know, you cause irreversible damage. So you want to try to avoid that. And yeah, that would be the thing that I would advise everyone to really have at the back of their mind. So regardless of your opinions, we still don't want to cause damage.
And do you think that taking what is a relatively hardline stance like this, right, would it actually convince more people to get vaccinated?
This is a tricky question, because I think it can convince people, but I'm not really sure if it's the right way to convince people. You know, the way this, like I said, the way you make your stance is to be very careful. If you're going to shame them into deciding to get vaccinated, they're probably going to hate you for the rest of their life. Right, they're probably going to say, you know what, like, you, yeah, I did it, I got back, but I really hate you and I don't want to talk to you again. So your whole relationship is pretty much gone. So I, you know, you can still do it and they probably still might. And if you think the result justifies the means, then okay. But you have to take this into consideration that your relationship might change.
And conversely, right, could taking, again, as Lynn said, a hardline stance like this, could it actually push people the other way and make them more insistent that they don't want to do this?
Oh, yes, definitely. I think this is dependent on their personality type also, right? Some people may feel very bitter. They might feel very, you know, angry, or they might themselves realize that you and them have different beliefs. So it may push them aside thinking that, I don't even have you to support me, so might as well I'll just go away from you and from the stance that you're making and not decide to be aligned with you and your beliefs. So again, the way you do it really matters. So.
Shaleen, what would you like to leave us with on this subject?
I think, you know, again, to just remind yourself that if you are going or you're thinking about making this decision, to really think about it, to take your time, process it, talk to people about it. And if you made a, you know, an informed choice and you want to make an informed choice, to please do it with kindness. Whatever it is, I think all of us are still struggling with the pandemic. So in any way you can reduce damage, please do.
Shaleen, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
That was clinical psychologist Shaleen Krizan talking to us about the stance that was taken by Jennifer Aniston to cut ties with friends and acquaintances who won't say if that they're who won't say if they're vaccinated against COVID-19. And as Sharmila pointed out, something that we're probably all going to have to start thinking about, right, as the world opens up. So we've been asking you, would you cut ties if a friend refuses to get vaccinated? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, where we also have a poll running at the moment out of 218 votes. People are saying yes. 44% are saying that yes, they would cut ties. Depends on the reason is about 36%, and people who say they would not cut ties hovering at about 20%. So, we also have lots of messages that have been coming in.
We have Katrina saying, what Jennifer said makes total sense. To be vaccinated is our responsibility as a human being at some point, because you might unintentionally cause someone else's health or worse life. For more so, every moment the virus lives gives it time to evolve into a deadlier variant. So please get vaccinated. I once told my mum and in-laws that I wouldn't meet them if they're not vaccinated, because I don't want to be that person. So Katrina, your point, I think, is maybe a little closer to what I might do, which is to say, I'm not going to cut off the relationship, but I probably won't meet them in person. I still haven't yet had to make that decision, but I think that if it gets to it, that might be what I might do.
So we have this message from Iskandar, which I think is interesting. Iskandar says, it is reasonable to keep a distance from those who might contract something harmful and transmissible, but cutting ties is the extreme measure of precaution. Opinions may change. We could be a major contribution towards that. There's a saying that goes, if you have long nails, cut the nails, not your finger. And I think that that speaks very much to what our guest Shailene was saying, which is do no harm, right? To remember that at this point in time, anxieties, worries, all these different things, we're all sitting in a stew of it, even if we seem like we're doing okay. Collectively, we've all been under extreme pressure. And so I think to think about that whenever it is that you take a stand like this. For me, I think to that point about it being an extreme measure of precaution, you're absolutely right. But what it might signify in terms of, you know what, you have always been a selfish friend, and this is just officially, you know, kind of the trigger for me to think about that. And then I think that the reason for cutting ties might become more nuanced and not solely about vaccination, but more about what the vaccination or lack thereof represents.
So I've just been thinking as we've been talking about this, and it struck me that perhaps it's worth thinking of the person and thinking of them as a person and not as an issue, right?
Yes.
Because it's never just the issue, is it? The reason you decide to end a relationship with someone often spans a whole lot of other things.
That is very true. And we also have this from Cheryl, who says, people who aren't vaccinated have a higher risk to be infected with COVID-19 compared to people who have taken the jab. The risk is theirs to take. I'm okay with it.
That's an interesting one, right? Because essentially what you're saying is, well, you're more at risk than I am. If that's a choice you've made, then fine. So I go back to what Jennifer Aniston said, which is the whole, but you could pass it to me and I could pass it to someone else who didn't have that choice. So it's definitely a complicated one. I feel like these messages are getting me to like re-examine my thoughts over and over again.
What's particularly interesting, to me at least, is also that these are not new topics, right? Like, for as long as we've been talking about vaccination, and this predates COVID-19, we have to remember that the COVID-19 vaccine is not the first hot-button vaccine that's ever been released. But I think this idea of doing it for the greater good, of not thinking about it as being a thing that you do for yourself, for example. These are all things that we've been talking about for vaccinations for the longest time. But when you think about making it more personal, when you narrow it down to, in my own life, would I cut people off? The consideration, I think, changes quite a bit.
You could be on a break, to quote a famous Jennifer Aniston-related line.
So keep those thoughts coming. We want to know, would you cut ties if a friend refuses to get vaccinated? This is coming because a very famous friend, Jennifer Aniston, basically said that she's cutting ties with friends and acquaintances who won't say if they're vaccinated against COVID-19. This has been making a number of headlines, so it just got us thinking the same. You can let us know, would you cut ties, by calling 7733-2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio, where you can also participate in our poll. And we'll be back for more of the messages after this. For now, though, I know you know that we couldn't help it. We had to do it. So we're going to be closing off our segment with the Rembrandts. I'll be there for you. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.